The Giraffe Ranch sits at the end of a lonely dirt road in the northeast corner of Pasco County. It's not a zoo. It's a working game farm specializing in breeding African hooved animals for their own and other parks. Husband and wife Lex Salisbury and Elena Sheppa live on the property and have been allowing the public to visit since 2010. Salisbury is the former executive director of Tampa's Lowry Park Zoo. Sheppa says while the giraffes are the main attraction, they're just one of 70 species on display.
We have camels here. We have some really interesting heritage cattle. We love pigs. We have a variety of species of pigs. It's like going on safari in Africa.
Today, I'll join a tour group from the Monarch Learning Academy in Winter Park. They've been brought here by third grade teacher Beth Buchanan.
We came about 2 or 3 years ago with some other kids, and so we decided to come back. I think it's a great environment for the kids to learn about different animals and see them in a natural, more natural environment than a zoo. And the kids love the experience of actually getting to interact with them in the feedings.
First stop, the lemur cage, where kids are given grapes and instructions on how to feed the lemurs.
Okay, now guys, I'm a lemur. Show me how you're going to feed me.
Okay.
Perfect. You're hired. No. Watch how this is done so you can do it right. Perfect. You're hired. Now remember, these are dollar bills. Don't give up the wallet, right? Just peel these off. These are dollar bills. Here you go.
They're all attacking me. They're all attacking me.
Oh my gosh, look at the ones that surround
me. Someone's going to drill on you.
Third grader Sagan Helms.
It's really cool how you get to feed them because they come. You go up and they take it right out of your hand.
After a feeding session at the otter cage, it's time to go on safari. We travel in what looks like a full-sized school bus, but with no roof or sides. The kids will see ostriches, rhinos, hippos, camels, and zebras, which amaze and excite them. But it's nothing compared to the reaction when the kids see the giraffes for the first time.
Giraffes!
Oh!
That's cool.
They look so beautiful and pretty.
Salisbury and Sheppa provide a supply of cabbage to offer the giraffes, who lean over and take it right from their hands.
But it's not that slobbery, like a dog tongue.
It looks slobbery.
It looks slobbery, but it's not.
But it.
Oh my gosh!
On me.
It feels gentle.
Really?
Oh my gosh! It feels like.
Oh my gosh!
It
feels like
a cat's tongue. Like
next up, the zebras. Salisbury answers the kids' questions, including one about a unique-looking animal mingling with the zebras.
What's the black skin like far away?
That's a zee-donk.
Is that a zebra
slash? Yeah, we got a trio of Sicilian donkeys from Miami Metro Zoo in here, and we never thought they'd breed these zebra because they're half the size, but this one male, this Jack, he had these two little jennies, and he turned his back on them and fell in love with that zebra right there. Look at her. She's very pretty, isn't she? Anyway, he was smitten with her, and he followed her around for 4 years, and he finally got her in the ditch over there, and we have a zee-donk now.
While the kids enjoy lunch, I ask Salisbury why this place isn't better known.
It's all pretty much word of mouth, and we limit the numbers of people that come here. We get a lot of international visitors. You know, my wife and I live here, and we pay for all this, so we don't have money to do a lot of advertising.
At the end of the tour, Salisbury looks over the school group and reflects back to when he was their age.
When I was the age of these kids, I remember a great horned owl being brought into my classroom, and I still remember it. It's just burned into my brain. So what these guys just did today, they will remember when they're almost 60 like me.
Some things to keep in mind if you're considering a visit. Plan on spending half a day. Safaris start at $75 to ride the bus. If you'd rather ride a camel or llama, it will cost more. Feeding the giraffes is included in that price. Feeding the lemurs and otters costs extra. Space is severely limited, so you'll want to lock in your time and date as soon as you can. Bring a hat, water, sunscreen, and perhaps most importantly, a camera. I'm Mark Hayes for Florida Matters.
Yeah.